It's a new day in Kannapolis and a chance to wipe the slate clean. The Woodpeckers put last night behind them a tough 22-1 loss in the rearview mirror. And tonight, all scores are square. 0-0 in game three between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi, everybody. Welcome inside the visiting radio booth at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. I'm Andrew Chapman, joined by Colin Casey. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday night. It's a NASCAR night in park tonight, so you got some famous NASCAR racers. Brad Keselowski throwing out the first pitch tonight, Colin. Unique scene, and the Woodpeckers trying not to get too distracted by some of the fanfare around them. They have one job today, and that's to try and keep this thing competitive. Tough Wednesday night. That puts it bluntly. You know, the Woodpeckers, they fall by a franchise record final of 22-1. 17 walks along the way. Fayetteville pitching struggled. You know, they had position players out on the mound to record the final 12 outs. So today you reset. Woodpeckers now in third place in the division, but a chance just to put it behind them with some success today on the diamond. They'll look to get it going against a right-hander, an Aldrin Bautista. Righty Jackson Nezu gets the ball for Fayetteville today off of 5 scoreless. He's a good guy to have on the mound, and just pretend like the last 12 hours never happened.
Yeah, I think a good comparison actually kind of drawing in the NASCAR theme tonight, Chap, would be yesterday was the equivalent of the Woodpeckers going in turn one and just losing the right front tire.
That's right.
After the 6-run second inning really set them back, and from there on, they just weren't able to rebound. Again, only counts for one loss. It's not like it's something that counts for 21 losses with all the runs that they gave up. But really, you just need to kind of try and wipe the slate clean, like you said, try and get some great at-bats. I think offensively, they put together some pretty solid at-bats yesterday. It was just the pitching that kind of let them down. But, you know, you'll have games like that on the mound where guys struggle to score and throw strikes, and the other team will take advantage. But, yeah, Jackson is a really good guy to have on the mound to try and rebound. He was terrific his last outing last week against the Carolina Mudcats. And a guy who, you know, has had some struggles so far this year but knows how to rebound. So I think it's kind of fitting that a guy like Nezu is going to be the stopper today, trying to end this four-game losing streak. Certainly someone that this team can rally around, and had a couple of new additions to the lineup as well today compared to yesterday. So, yeah, it's never fun losing a lapper like that yesterday, but the great thing about minor league baseball is 132 games in the single-A season. You'll always have a chance to bounce back, and no better way to do it now when you're in such a tightly contested division race like in the South.
The Cannonballers rebrand to their 1990s identity, the Piedmont Bullweevils, tonight. We have game three action coming up for you in just moments. It's 6:30 p.m. It's right-hander Aldrin Bautista against right-hander Jackson Nezu of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The Woodpeckers at 18-17. Kannapolis jumping a half game in front of them in the standings with a win last night at 18-16. Thanks again for being with us. We will let you listen in on the singing of the national anthem. And when we return, starting lineups and more numbers on tonight's starting pitchers. Baseball in Kannapolis coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Woodpeckers baseball live on the road. Tonight it's game 3 of 6 between Fayetteville and the Piedmont Bullweevils, the Kannapolis Cannonballers rebranding to their 1990s identity. And we are just about ready to go for a 6:30 first pitch tonight. Thanks again for being with us, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app, where you can find our online radio feed for the rest of the week. Today's game also watchable through MILB.TV, where you'll be joined by the voice of the Cannonballers, Dan Helody. Tough one last night for the Woodpeckers. They try and flush it today. 22-1 was the final score yesterday. Franchise record for runs allowed and defeat margin. And they will try and bounce back against right-hander Aldrin Bautista tonight. Bautista 3-0 with a 2.45 ERA. Tonight is sixth appearance and sixth start. Over 25 and two-thirds innings, he has walked 8, struck out 25, and allowed 7 earned runs, including just 1 home run on the season. Kannapolis at 18 and 16, now a half game in front of Fayetteville, who have dropped to third place in the South Division. Leading it off tonight for Fayetteville is lefty Kenny Gomez, the DH. Oliver Carrillo on deck batting second, and Cesar Hernandez, the lefty, is third. Juan Luciano, the cleanup man, Chase Jaworski, 5, Neomar Ochoa, 6, and the 7-9. Our Xavier Cassarella activated off the injured list today. Will Bush and Alejandro Nunez. First pitch of our ball game is swung on and missed by Kenny Gomez at 6:32 p.m. He swings here, lines it up the middle, and it's into the glove of Sanchez, positioned over from short. Tough luck for Kenny Gomez, the only Woodpecker with multiple hits yesterday. He lines out for the first out of this game and brings Oliver Carrillo up to the plate. Colin, let's work around that Piedmont Bull Weevils defense.
Throwing it back to the 90s. Mikey Kane over at third. Sanchez, the shortstop, Luka Nishida at second. Ryan Delaney at first.
First pitch to Carrillo, pulled to short. Picked by Sanchez. The step and throw to first in time for the second out.
Looking in the outfield, Kane Connor back in left. Albertson Asian in center. Greg Logan, the right fielder, and Rody Hernandez doing the catching for Aldrin Bautista. Ford quickly through the top of the first.
Yeah, Wilbur Sanchez and short involved in both putouts to start the game. And here's Cesar Hernandez taking the first pitch for a strike.
That's the first appearance for Sanchez in the series after sitting out the first two games. Right away getting some action in the field.
Next pitch home is chopped foul up along first base, where Jeff Calhoun is not at today. It's Robbie Kellerman over at first base again. Jeff is down in the dugout, and Ricky Rivera, the manager, returns to coach third. The 0-2 now is high to Hernandez. Fayetteville in the road grays today. Black batting helmets with that gray uniform that says Fayetteville in black cursive outlined in red across the chest. Black numerals outlined in red as well on the back of the jersey. A black belt with gray pants, a black pinstripe down the side of the leg, and high black socks for Hernandez. The two-strike offer just on the inside. Bautista started to work down the side of the mound, thinking he had strike three. Not the case. The count is square at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Bullweevils are in a red uniform. It says Bullweevils in white across the chest with white pants and high red socks for Bautista out on the mound. It is a blue ball cap with a red bill that has the Bullweevil on the front. The Bullweevil is a type of beetle. They used to have a massive textile factory that produced towels in the area, the biggest towel producer in the country, and they're the little cotton beetles. So the bollweevil would live all over this cotton processing plant and end up in the towels, hence the Piedmont Bollweevils.
That's why they call Kannapolis Towel City as well.
That's right. Known as NASCAR City as well. NASCAR night tonight out of the ballpark, the wind, the kick, the 2-2. And Hernandez pops it out of play left side. Of course, Kannapolis, after they were called the Bullweevils, were called the Intimidators after the famed nickname of Dale Earnhardt, rebranded to the Cannonballers in 2021. But it's NASCAR night tonight. Brad Keselowski throwing out the first pitch of the game. And Hernandez swings and gets under this one on another 2-2. It's popped out into short right field where Nishida drifts back from second. Second baseman makes the grab. The inning is over. Fayetteville goes down quietly in the first inning against Aldrin Bautista. When we return, it's Jackson Nezu going to the mound for the Woodpeckers. Nishida, Burroughs, and Connor will lead it off for the Bull Weevils. When we come back, Thursday Night Baseball underway from K-Town on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
We gotta remember May 15th for next year. So we said this day in Texas history, a historic loss, Fayetteville.
Bro, I put a Pearl Harbor line in the game notes today.
Oh, historic day to live in.
Day to live in.
But I mean, it's been for over 80 years now. I think we can make a couple of tongue-in-cheek references to the day.
Yeah.
I can imagine like 80 or like 60 years from now, someone will be like, never forget.
Yeah. Woodpeckers. Woodpeckers go quietly in the top of the first inning. Jackson Nezu out on the mound, and his first pitch of the game, high and inside to Bull Weevils leadoff hitter Riku Nishida. Nishida followed by Ryan Burroughs and then Caden Connor, top three of the lineup. Ryan Galeno homered yesterday as the cleanup man, Albert Tenacien, and then Ronnie Hernandez. The next pitch on a line out into left field, cutting over to his left, Nunez, and with a last-second leap, makes the catch up above his left shoulder, and there's one gone. Drake Logan, Mikey Kane, and Wilbur Sanchez round out the Cannonballers order that struck for 15 hits last night, those 22 runs, which were aided along by 17 Fayetteville walks. That'll be a big key tonight, just throwing strikes, keeping it in the zone. Jackson Nezu has done a good job of that this season, a 2-1 strikeout to walk ratio. First pitch to Burroughs, firm strike at the knees, and it's nothing in one. 32 punch-outs, 16 walks for Nezu over 28 innings of work. Tonight, his eighth game of the year and fourth start, enters in with a 1-3 record and a 6.11 ERA. Strike two delivered to Burroughs, and he's quickly down in an 0-2 hole. Burroughs DHing today, added to the Kannapolis roster on Tuesday in the opener. Next pitch flicked backwards and into the screen. It'll stay at 0-2. Nezu coming off the best game of his career. He pitched out of the bullpen last Friday night against Carolina and went five scoreless innings, allowing just one hit with one walk and struck out six. And he grabbed the win in what was a combined shutout for the Woodpeckers, a 6-0 victory over the Mudcats. After a 0-2 curve missed down and outside, the wind of the 1-2 home. Burroughs takes strike three, a fastball located on the inner half of the plate. Jackson Nezu in control of the zone early and has a couple of quick outs. Caden Connor coming up. Let's work around Fayetteville's defensive alignment tonight, Colin.
He's out in the left field making the play that forced out. It is Cesar Hernandez in center, Naomar Ochoa, the right fielder. Happy birthday to Xavier Casarilla over at third. Chase Jaworski, the shortstop. Juan Luciano at second. Oliver Carrillo at first, and Will Bush doing the catching once again.
First pitch to Connor is taken for a strike, outer third on a fastball on its own one. Yeah, no better present than to be activated from the injured list on your birthday. That's the case for Xavier Casarilla. Now the 0-1, and Connor taps it softly up towards first. Coming off the mound, Nezu, little miscommunication. He runs to first, and the flip by Carrillo is in time. Carrillo adjusting after Nezu tried to make a play on the ball. The two quickly flip-flopped roles, and Carrillo goes to Nezu to cap the 1-2-3 first inning. Both sides go down quietly. We're on to the second from Kannapolis next on the Whitpeckers Broadcast Network.
Startled me. I think I missed that the first time you played it.
Yeah. I got to get this guy Kenny some more scripts so he can
make write
some.
Throughout next week, since I'll be home, I can take care of some of that. 2-0 Columbia right now in their 7-inning game. They're making up a game from earlier in the year. Yeah. This ball can't even worry about that. Let's just win a freaking game first. We lost our scoreboard watching privileges.
First pitch of the second inning is whacked out in the center field on a line by Wander Luciano. Line drive falling in front of the center fielder Asien, and the Woodpeckers have their first hit of the night. Wander Luciano wasting no time, handing it over to Chase Jaworski, and see if the Woodpeckers could be the lineup to strike first tonight. Bullweevils put it out of reach early yesterday with a 6-run bottom of the second inning, and the rush was on from that point forward. Fayetteville got their only run on a Nunez RBI single in the fourth, and well, it was all Kannapolis the rest of the night. The set in the 1-0 home, Jaworski swings and tips it foul into the glove, and it's a 1-1 count. I think you always want to take stock in the morale of a team after you go through a lopsided defeat like last night. Here's a spin and a throw over to first to check up on Luciano, and he dives back in. And overall, everybody seemed pretty upbeat, Colin. The manager, Ricky Rivero, was giving you a hard time about your Boston Celtics, which he likes to do on occasion, but it was good to see him cracking jokes and everybody else with smiles down on the field. Bouncing ball flipped over towards first base, and Jaworski is retired. That's his love language, you know. And
I don't know why. Compare Cleveland in 5 games, so I guess it's, you know, he's got to find a way, maybe a coping mechanism or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I agree with everything you said. But it wasn't a really good week down there. You know, they know how long this season is. They know that they played pretty good baseball for most of the first 35 games so far. They're confident in this group to turn things around even after a 4-game skid like this. And I like their approach offensively, especially in this game. They're going right after Batista.
Ochoa now with a runner at second base, Luciano, off the leadoff single. Woodpeckers have just one run in this series so far. You go back to Tuesday in the opener, and they lost that ball game 3-0. They struck for 6 hits in that one, 8 hits yesterday, so it has not been a lack of putting the ball in play. It's got to capitalize in these spots with runners in scoring position. Ochoa takes a strike, and it's 0-1. The set and the offer. And he swings and lifts it shallow out into right field. Sprinting in, Drake Logan slows to a jog and makes the catch at his shoulder for out number 2. That's not deep enough for Luciano to advance. He'll hold it second with 2 outs, and Xavier Casarella into the right side. Welcome back, X, and happy birthday. 21 years ago, Xavier Casarella, born on May 16th of 2003. 21 years old today. That's a big birthday that X celebrates. Coming off of the injured list, and the first pitch home to him, a check swing, and it's rolled softly foul up along first. Nothing in one.
21 brings him some better luck as far as health goes.
Yeah.
A couple of getaway pitches getting up and in on him, but really good to see him back.
Hitting the back of the helmet with a pitch during last week's homestand against the Mudcats. Second time it had happened to him this year. And trying to be cautious about any potential concussion symptoms. They put him on the 7-day, but he only needed exactly 7 days to be removed from the injured list. And Fayetteville's glad to have the depth. They only were working with a 2-man bench yesterday, so up to a 3-man bench tonight. The 0-2 inside, and it almost clipped him down towards the knees. 1-2 on Casarella. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Jackson Nezu, tonight's starter, working a quick 1-2-3, bottom of the first. Luciano off the second base bag. Nishida shifted towards the middle. The pitch gets Casarella chasing to the outside. A strike three slider, and that is the inning. Woodpeckers get a leadoff single. Strand Luciano in scoring position, and we head to the bottom of the second. No score early on between the Woodpeckers and the Boll Weevils on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Twenty innings, one run. That's all we've got.
Goddamn run. 20 innings.
It's like a South Division where everyone's within 3 games of each other, the final 3 games of the first half.
Yeah.
Fast chaos.
Woodpeckers leave a runner on in the top of the second inning. We play the home half, and the Boll Weevils come to the plate with Ryan Galaney leading off, their cleanup hitter. Jackson Nezu returns, and on the first pitch, it's lifted shallow right side. It'll barely exit the infield, and Wander Luciano calls off Carrillo to make the two-handed grab. 4 straight set down by Jackson Nezu. He's gone 6 1/3 scoreless now, combined between his last 2 outings. As a reliever on Friday night, the starter role today, and he'll face Albertson Acien. And I see the Woodpeckers get back to throwing strikes, picking up outs. It was the second inning yesterday that really broke loose on Julio Marte. He was the starter. He had Wilmy Sanchez enter into the game. It was also a night where Abel Mercedes made it out there, and Ramy Rodriguez before the position players took over. A fly ball lifted foul off to the right, and it's a 1-1 count on Albertson Acien.
Crazy enough, Chappie, most effective outing came from Juan Santander, yeah, who gets a much-needed day of rest after 2 scoreless innings in relief.
That's right. What a pitching debut for Santander, and he takes a fastball for a strike. Acien does, and it's 1-2. Albertson Acien is batting .262 over 26 games on the year, crossed over 100 at bats on the season last night. He has a double, a triple, and 3 home runs. Elevated fastball on the 1-2, and the count squares at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 31 strikeouts, though, the second most on the team, behind only Arcy Hernandez. Next pitch ripped on a line right to Casarella at third. He goes down to a knee to bring it in. And a line drive out number two of the second. I guess that makes the two lineups even after Kenny Gomez ripped a line drive towards the middle of the diamond in the first inning that was caught by Sanchez. Caught by Jaworska. Sanchez, yes, the shortstop. And now here's Rony Hernandez. Infield pulled around to the right against the pull of the lefty. First pitch home. Hernandez taps a foul behind the plate. Two outs in the bottom of the second. The bases are clear. Five straight retired for Jackson Nezu, the 14th round pick out of the University of Louisiana Lafayette, and also a two-year player at Florida State University for the Seminoles. 0-1 changeup draws the swing and miss. Good pitch. Dropping below the zone. And he's nothing and two on Rony Hernandez, spelled like Ronnie, R-O-N-N-Y. Hernandez batting .230 on the season over 27 games, exactly 100 at-bats on the year. High fastball, and it goes to 1-2. Hernandez was DHing yesterday and went 1-for-5 with a double. He drove home three runs in the game. Next pitch down and away, and back to level at 2-2. Hernandez with six doubles, up to 16 RBIs on the year after his three-ribby game yesterday. 1-to-1 walk-to-strikeout ratio, 15 walks, 15 Ks. The 2-2 now. Off the end of the bat, sidewinding pop fly towards third. Casarella drifts over towards the line, makes the catch and foul to fair territory, and that's the inning. Another 1-2-3 frame for Jackson Nezu, and only one base runner so far through two innings on the Luciano single. We head to the third. Nothing between the Woodpeckers and the Bull Weevils.
All right. Arena was the Cajun Dome.
Cajun Dome?
Where they play hoops.
Nice. They still play the Cajun Dome?
Yep. Cajun Dome. That's what it looks like. It sure is a dome. And their baseball team or their football team plays at Cajun Field.
I have been to their baseball stadium, actually. Yeah, I went to a baseball game there when I was living in Biloxi.
Field and how many dedications do we need? All of them.
Will Bush fouls away the first pitch of the third inning. We're scoreless after two, and now in the play-by-play, let's turn it over to Colin Casey.
So much, Andrew Chapman. Bush catching for the second straight game. He would give Fernando Caldera the day off after he threw an inning of relief yesterday. Aldrin Batista misses down and in. 1-1 on Bush, who was very unlucky in yesterday's ball game. Didn't finish with a hit, but probably should have had more. Put the ball in play all four times. And Gary puts one in play out towards deep left center field, chases Ossian back, and it will one hop up against the big wall in center field. Will Bush jogs into second base. He has a leadoff double. Water starting to find level for the Fayetteville catcher.
Yeah, no kidding. He had four well-struck balls yesterday, the softest of which, though, actually fell for the single. That was in his final at-bat of the day, so here on Thursday. He starts his night with a loud double. It's one of his best struck balls this year. He's still looking for his first home run. He'll gladly take that, the extra base hit.
To the bottom of the third inning. We're in Jim Hunt Ballpark. What's going on between Fayetteville and Kannapolis? Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Nezu. And the right-hander's first pitch is a slider that pitches outside, ball one to Drake Logan. Six up, six down for the former Ragin' Cajun. And he is picking up right where he left off in his previous outing in relief against the Mudcats last week. There's a line drive out to right field, and Drake Logan ends that stretch at six straight required to begin the game. He's got a leadoff single. Drake Logan having himself for the last 8 hours or so at a big game yesterday in the ninth spot. Gets moved up to the seventh spot today as a reward by manager Patrick Leland, and see if his speed is in action over first as he will work from the stretch for the first time. Steps Mikey Kane, who did not partake in the 22-1 victory yesterday, sat out. By fastball is laid off by Kane. Kane on the year, 184 batting average, no homers, one run batted in. And now Kane hits one on the ground towards short. That's the beat. Jaworski and him of shallow left field. Logan advances to second. Tough play for Chase. Got in front of it, but on that dive, he just could not pick it cleanly. It swept right under his glove. And Kannapolis is threatening in this bottom of the third. 2-1, nobody out.
Dug out. You always like it when that bottom third of the order goes to work. First six hitters unable to get on, but third inning here, Kannapolis starting to churn. We'll see what they do with the infield here. Looks like they'll creep the corners in a bit.
Wilbur Sanchez now with his first plate appearance of the series. Big opportunity for the veteran. Slider misses up and outside. Sanchez now in his fifth professional season, all with the Chicago White Sox organization. 16 games this year, hitting .245 with a home run and five runs batted in. Nezu goes back to the slider. It's on the outside corner, 1-1. For Sanchez, he has spent time with the single-A Kannapolis Cannonballers throughout the last four seasons. Played a total of 240 single-A games. 1-1. Breaking ball popped up. Heading towards foul territory. And underneath it to make the catch is Cassarella for the first out. Wasn't quite the strikeout that Nezu wanted, but no advance from either runner. Now a ground ball could get him out of the jam as he goes back to the top of the order. Here comes Nishina for the ball with us. Official scoring on that ground ball from Kane will be a base hit. So both teams now with a pair of hits here in the bottom of the third inning. Nezu, first pitch, Nishina takes it on the inside corner. Kannapolis has scored first in both games so far in this series. 0-1. This is upstairs. Sheena hit one well his first time up, but it was a line out to left field. Alejandro Nunez got back there mid-play. 1-1. Jam shot fouled into the protective netting. It's a big out if Nezu can get it. Ryan Burrow's waiting on deck. He's had a heck of a start to his single-A career. OPS over 1,000 in a couple of games. Plenty of at-bats yesterday to help boost those stats. Two-strike pitch, a late swing, and Nezu gets Nishina on strike. Second punch out for Jackson Nezu. Two quick outs, and now light at the end of the tunnel for Fayetteville as here comes Burrows, but pressure is on the young 19-year-old.
Hasn't been all that easy to strike out Nishina this year. He's kept it under 20 strikeouts, sort of that Yamal Encarnacion type that just puts the ball in play.
Burroughs takes strike one on the outside corner. Was activated from the Arizona Complex League just before the series. And now he hits one on the ground up the middle. Jaworski gets to this one and flips it on to second. Luciano tags the bag. The inning comes to a close. So Jackson Nesu gives up a couple of singles, but then gets three quick outs to follow. Annapolis leaves a pair on the base paths. And we stay scoreless after three innings. Matron Health Baltimore, nothing. And the Woodpeckers and the Ball Wheels. Andrew Batista back on the mound for the Bull Weevils. No score between them and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Happy to have you on the road for the third of six games between Fayetteville and Kannapolis. Cesar Hernandez leading things off. Part of the order due up for the Woodpeckers trying to break this scoreless tie. The 0-1, and that misses high on Hernandez, who popped out to end the first inning. Andrew Batista. Turned 21 years old from the Dominican Republic, and that pitch comes inside and hits Hernandez on the upper leg. Might have gotten his kneecap, and he is down in a heap.
Yeah, got squarely on the outside of the knee, and you heard a loud thud. And that was not the bat. That was not a guard. That was bone. Baseball on bone. He's in a lot of pain right now.
Allie Gilbert quickly out and dug out, the head athletic trainer for the Woodpeckers, to check on Hernandez. Banged up offense for Fayetteville, hoping nothing too serious. The good news is Cesar is back on his feet, discarding his batting gloves, and it does appear that he will head on down to first base. Hopefully his speed not limited. Certainly it's been a game changer when he's been on the bases. A smile on his face, good sign there. He will lumber his way over towards first. And turns that slow walk into a light jog.
He's got a little bit of a bum wheel right now. And like you said, Colin, one of his big assets is his speed, ability to steal bases, but also make good routes in the outfield. You just hope it doesn't affect him too much on the defensive side of things, really.
This, of course, Batista, the throw from the stretch, the leadoff man on for the third straight inning for Fayetteville. And his first pitch to Wander Luciano misses inside. Wander led off the second with a single. Throw over, and Hernandez has to lunge back. Batista did not begin his career with the White Sox organization. He initially signed as an international free agent in the summer of 2022 with the Los Angeles Dodgers. signed to the Dominican Summer League team shortly thereafter. Fastball inside corner, 1-1. And exactly a year after he was assigned to the Dominican Summer League, he was promoted to the Arizona Complex League Dodgers. 2 months later, found his way in single-A Rancho Cucamonga. But the day after that, he was traded to the Chicago White Sox for Maximo Martinez, alongside Maximo Martinez, for future considerations. Ended up being international signing bonus slot money being sent to the Dodgers. But Batista continuing his career here with the White Sox, and it's been in single-A ever since arriving. 1-2 on Luciano. Pitch is a breaking ball down low. Of course, Rancho Cucamonga, the original stopping grounds for very own Andrew Chapman.
I love a good Rancho Cucamonga reference.
A couple of years later, though, pitch misses inside. Once he arrived there for that one day, you were well into your career here in Fayetteville. In fact, being this last year, you were in, was that year four?
Yeah, year four. And what a title, though, that,
Yeah, I got a chance to see some talented players. Hernandez on the move, ground ball hit to short. This will take out the double play ball. Throw to first does get Luciano a 6-3 put out as Sanchez fires it cleanly across. But once again, with one out, Woodpeckers will have a runner in scoring position, and Chase Jaworski's coming to the plate.
Yeah, chose the right pitch to go on. Killed off the double play ball. You can tell, though, Hernandez is still a little bit gimpy as he moves down to second base. He was not at full speed there. And that knee, it hurts a lot in the moment. It also hurts an inning later once you kind of sit with it.
Jaworski gets a fastball up and in at 92 and has to duck out of the way. Last thing Fayetteville wants to see is some more wild pitching, because they saw a lot of it in the previous series against Carolina Mudcats, game in which earlier in the week, five batters were plunked, tied a franchise record. Jaworski fouls this one straight over our heads. 1-1. Annapolis is a staff. It's done a pretty solid job. Of course, the first two games of this series all held. The 3.39 team earned run average coming into today, good enough for third in the Carolina League. Batista is 1-1. Just below the knees. Two balls and a strike. The offering is fouled back. First time this week we were actually able to start on time today, as some weather causing pretty significant delays the last couple of games. Saw a 6:45 start time on Tuesday and then a 50-minute delay last night. Game did not get underway until 7:20. Here today it's 7:15 and we're already in the fourth inning. Jaworski can't lay off the off-speed, goes after it down to the dirt. And that is strikeout number 3 for Batista, a big one. Two away, and they home our Ochoa. Batista trying to bring in the game's opening run in the form of Hernandez at second.
Well, early theme of this game, if you're just joining us, it's been missed opportunities for both lineups. Each side has put runners on scoring position. Fayetteville's done it three times today, but looking for that hit in a timely moment.
Ochoa fouls first pitch straight back. That's been something that Fayetteville's been looking for going back to the previous series against the Mudcats. A couple of games tail end of the series, Saturday and Sunday, when Woodpeckers had a chance to walk it off. Bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning. Just could not get that hit. That would give them not just the tie, but also the victory. 0-1 misses down and in. Bases loaded, no outs on Sunday, and Blake Whiting, the closer for the Mudcats, then struck out the side to end the ballgame. Joe was one of the three guys that he fanned. 1-1, and he lines this one in the left field, a base hit. Hernandez rounding third, he's heading for home. The throw comes in to second base, And they home our Ochoa Jr. brings home the game's first run, an RBI single to left. And for the first time all series long, the Woodpeckers have a lead, 1-0.
Now, how about that? Lone in slider. You know, Ochoa during BP was working on hitting that inside pitch, and he got one there, turned it around, and third time's a charm with capitalizing on those runners in scoring position. Exactly what the Woodpeckers needed.
Houston native stands over at first, and as he takes his lead off, Tista throws over back in time. So here, Passarella. It's the first pitch, and Passarella fouls it off to the right. That struck out swinging in his first at bat since returning from the injured list. Their body added to Ricky Rivera's bench. Up to a dozen position players active. Now one comes inside and hits Passarella in the back. Getaway slider. That'll put runners at first and second now, and that'll also draw Blake Hickman, the pitching coach from Indianapolis, out of the dugout. It's like there's a magnet attached to Passarella start this season.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be feeling uneasy every time he steps in the box. It looks like that left shoulder is what took the brunt of it. Fortunately, it wasn't up above the shoulders where he's been used to getting hit recently. He kind of laughs it off with Robbie Kellerman down there at first. But unfortunately, he's just been hit so much and in horrible spots back of the head that I think it's impossible that it just doesn't affect his psyche a little bit at the plate. You know, a big part of hitting is standing firm, guessing the pitches, trusting that the pitcher's going to put it somewhere in the zone for you. But for X, last few games, it's been coming right at him.
Hickman back in the dugout. Bumble's first at bat has been swinging a good bat the last couple of nights. Joa, he's off second. Passarella off of first. First pitch from Batista. Outside corner. Locates the changeup. Fayetteville in this inning have equaled their run out, but over the first 21 games of the series, 21 innings, I should say, of the series. Pitch down and away, 1-1. Shut out for the second time this season on Tuesday and just the one run Wednesday night. Put the pressure on the ballers early in this Thursday affair. Easter re-engages, now is 1-1. A changeup. Bush was thinking fastball, 1-2. Still looking for that first single-A home run. Driven in 8 runs on the year. Both runners moving, and a fly ball hit out towards shallow left field. Long run for Connor, but he'll have plenty of room to make the catch. And that will retire the sides. Panther leaves another 2 runners on. Dale Barroshima Jr. drives in the ballgame's opening run. RBI single gives Fayetteville a 1-0 lead after 3.5 from the bottom of the fourth. Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Woo! Stand up and finish this. Woodpeckers have scored a run.
Take that, Melody.
Top 7 in game 1, still 2-1 Columbia.
What's that?
2-1 Columbia in the top of the final inning of game 1. So. Yeah. Jack Sabasu comes to the mound in the bottom of the fourth inning with a lead. 1-0 Woodpeckers lead Annapolis, and as they now face the part in the Bull Weevils lineup as they change to their former identity. And ballers going back towards the 1990s as they were Piedmont Bull Weevils. Steve O'Connor leads it off, lefty, first pitch, and he fouls it straight back. As they made quick work of this area of the lineup the first time around. In fact, he set down the first six batters he faced before giving up back-to-back singles. He has since retired three in a row. The 0-1 and laying down a bunt, Connor, it will trickle foul. Picked up, and not even picked up. Cassarella just kicked it towards the third base dugout. Two strikes on Connor. Seeing his average drop under 300, now 295, two homers and 30 runs batted in, part of a dangerous 1-2 punch, 3-4 spot alongside Ryan Delaney. Jumped the yard late in yesterday's ballgame. That's Fernando Caldera. He waits on deck. Nezu, two-strike pitch, comes in and nearly gets Connor. Connor, 23 years old, out of Cal State Fullerton, 19th round pick by Chicago last summer. Another two-strike pitch, and it's a breaking ball fouled off the left. Connor did struggle in 9 games with the Arizona Complex League White Sox last year after he was drafted, hit just 143, but 306 on-base percentage, was able to draw 7 walks compared to 8 strikeouts. Fastball called strike 3, and Nezu picks up his third punch out. Freezes Connor, with a fastball right at the knees. One away.
Nezu in that combined shutout last Friday, he got some help from the lineup as well to pad the lead, and he complimented those guys in the dugout, talked about how much easier it makes the role when you have that advantage, and pitches from ahead for the first time now.
Breaking ball called a strike on the outside corner. Delaney falls behind. Yeah, still a lot of support for him coming over from UL Lafayette after the outing he had last week on social media. Fastball called strike 2. So still the college fans, as it usually is for a lot of their alum, closely following their careers, which translates to the minor leagues. As you know, different. Two-strike fastball, a little bit low. Passionate baseball fans in Lafayette. One, two. Laney able to foul that one away. Gage is one of those programs that has taken off a little bit in recent years. Delaney swings and misses. Back-to-back punch outs for Nezu. And he quickly retires the first two at the bottom of the fourth inning. Not too easy to strike out those two back-to-back, but Nezu made it look very simple. Bring up Albertson Asian, the former Salem Red Sox. Pitch from Nezu. Fastball misses high. The Raging Cajuns enter this College World Series season with a pair of NCAA tournament appearances in the last 2 years, in 2022 and 2023. Pitch misses downstairs. They won the Sun Belt Conference Tournament in 22 to win the automatic bid in the tournament, parlaying that into an at-large bid the following season. Led by Nezu and his strong performance with the school. Third ball up high, and Asian, a rare 3-0 count against Nezu today. Rio taking all the way, and Asian draws the 2-out walk. First one issued by Nezu. Annapolis will try to put something together with two away. Here comes Ronnie Fernandez.
Well, we touched on it at the top, just the importance tonight of throwing strikes, getting ahead of batters, and Nizu has been exceptional at that. And if you are going to walk a guy, save it for a spot like this, where his base is empty, two outs, still have a chance to be in control of the inning with the guy at the plate yesterday. It was too many walks to open innings or early on with one out.
Runner on the move. Pitch misses outside to Hernandez. Thrown down by Bush. Tagged from Jaworski, but it's late. Gonna see it. Wastes no time. He swipes second. This really turns into a credible scoring threat now for Kannapolis. A base hit from Hernandez, and like they have a tie ball game. Tony Hernandez popped out to third base in his first at bat. His 101st of the season. There's a line drive off of the arm of Jaworski in a shallow center field. This will tie the game. In the score is seen. It was a big shot on the bat. Hernandez. Chase Jaworski leaped. Got his forearm on it. They couldn't come up with a catch. It is 1-1. The bottom of the first.
And he gave it a great effort. He had the glove in the right spot. Just a fraction of an inch off from finding the webbing. And a tough break for Nezu. The two-out walk doesn't always come back to hurt you, but stolen base put the threat on, and Hernandez able to do his job with a good two-out swing.
Rick Logan comes up. He's 1-for-1 against Nezu. Slider misses down and outside. All it took was one walk, and then how big was that 90 feet taken moments later by Acia on the outside corner. Hernandez, he picks up his 17th run batted in on the year, set up by the 10th stolen base by Albertson Acia. Ground ball to third, sliding stop by Casarilla. He two hops the throw to first base across the diamond, and Oliver Carrillo digs it out to end the inning. Nice play on both bends. Sign is retired. Hernandez drives in to see him. We have ourselves tie ball game once again going to the fifth. 1-1 from Atrium Health Ballpark. This is the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Go to the fifth. It is a new ball game, 1-1 between Fayetteville and Kannapolis. Alejandro Nunez at the plate, and Andrew Chapman on the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Colin. On the pitch home, Nunez swings and pulls a line drive out into short right center field. He has a single and a leadoff base runner on as Fayetteville puts that go-ahead runner aboard. Nunez, who had the only RBI hit in yesterday's game, has singled for his second straight. Now 1-for-2.
Kannapolis coming back, quickly equalizing in the bottom of the fourth. Two sides trade runs. Albertson Haciendro walked, stole second, and came home on a Rony Hernandez line drive that ricocheted off of Jaworski's glove, leaping it short. Kenny Gomez now, top of the order, third time through, and he takes outside for ball one. Gomez has put the ball in play twice, but has lined out and grounded out, 0 for 2. Spin and a throw to first, diving back in time, Nunez. And it's 1-0. Woodpeckers got their run on an RBI single from Nealmar Ochoa out in the left field in the fourth. That brought in Cesar Hernandez, the pitch. 1-0, bounced out towards second base. Nishida Fields twirls, goes to second for one. No throw to first. They get the leading runner. And Nishida took a tough angle on that ball, backing up to his left towards the cut of the right field grass. Then he spun around, did a little leap, and threw accurately to Sanchez waiting at second base.
I think with all the good pitching and offense that we've seen from the Cannonballers the first two games of the series, defensively, they've been sublime. We've seen some great diving plays throughout the last couple of nights, and it's a very difficult play for a second baseman, ranging to your left and throwing back across to second.
Here's Oliver Carrillo now, and he takes strike one on an outside corner slider from Aldrin Bautista. In his fourth inning of work, Bautista, the 21-year-old, throws nearly wide at first on a pickoff attempt. Gomez gets back in there. Originally from Azua in the Dominican Republic and signed with the Dodgers back in 2022. Middle infield in double play. Up the pitch to Carrillo is popped up and foul back of home. It's nothing and two on Oliver. He's sitting in the top three in the Carolina League home run race. He has five. That's tied for third. And his 20 RBI is just outside of the top 10 league-wide, tied for 11th across the circuit coming into tonight's action. The 0-2 home. Carrillo swings, and he was a little early. Bounces it foul up along that third base dugout. Stays where it is. No balls and two strikes. Bautista working in the fifth inning here. He has completed five innings in every single one of his games this year. One of the few pitchers to do that this season. And there's strike three. Carrillo takes a slider on that outside part at 85 miles an hour. Falls to 0 for 3 on his second strikeout, first looking. And Cesar Hernandez will try and stretch the top of the fifth. We're tied at 1. Fayetteville out hitting Kannapolis tonight, 4-3. Or should I say Piedmont? The Bull Weevils. Setting the pitch. Line drive hit towards third, over the head of Kane and out into left field. Gomez takes a big turn of second. He'll get the stop sign. And Cesar Gomez, with his first hit of the day, extends the fifth. He was plunked on the knee with a pitch back in the fourth inning. Didn't affect the swing, though. He was still a little bit sore in that left knee, that right outside knee where he was hit, but there's a base hit, the fifth of the day for the Woodpeckers.
That wasn't his strongest swing. Just such a pure hitter that he generates so much power naturally just from his arms. And that was kind of an all-arm swing, but he just drove it the other way in the left field. Good piece of hitting going the other way with the pitch.
The runners at first and second for Wander Luciano. Checks his swing on the first pitch. And Lana Ricks calls it a strike. It's a 50-50 swing. Probably in the zone anyways, right on that outside edge. Nothing in one on Warner, who singled Fayetteville's first hit of the game in the second inning. Takes high and in here, and it's one ball and one strike. Luciano has seen that batting average creep higher and higher in the month of May. He's at 216, now at 220, in fact, after his single. He entered May with a 205 average. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Slider darting down and outside. Well executed by Bautista. Woodpeckers have left four runners on over the first four innings. They have two aboard here with two outs. The pitch home, and Luciano flicks it foul. Got another slider to the outside. That's been the relied upon pitch for Bautista today.
low and outside to those Fayetteville righties. It's a pretty quick breaking ball, about 85 miles an hour. Off of second, Gomez. At first, Cesar Hernandez. Runner's not being held on. The pitch on the way. And a fly ball left it out into right center field. Logan cutting to his right. Drake Logan, the right fielder, makes the catch in the alleyway. And that is the end of the fifth inning. Fayetteville threatens on a pair of singles. They leave two on the bases. And we're halfway home tonight in Kannapolis. 1-1 the score between the Woodpeckers and the Bull Weevils on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app. We're halfway through it tonight in Kannapolis. The Woodpeckers and the Bull Weevils are tied at one. Third game of this six-game series. Fayetteville still trying to grab a win on the road trip. Jackson Nezu's been pitching well. He's out for his fifth inning of work and misses outside on the first pitch to Mikey Kane, the eight hitter. Kane singled his first time around, 1-for-1. Three hits for the ballers on the day, all singles. Next pitch, a little bit low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Kane, Wilbur Sanchez, and then the top of the order, Enrico Nishida. Nezu into the motion, the 2-0 pitch. Right on that low outside corner, called a strike. 2-1 on Mikey Kane. Kane batting 184. He's playing in just his 12th game of the season tonight. Swings away on the 2-1 and lifts it foul over the Atrium Health ballpark side. He's a 22-year-old that was born in Woodland Hills, California. He went to Oregon State, played for the Beavers in the Pac-12, and was drafted in the 17th round last year by Chicago. The kick in the 2-2 home. Shoots it foul into the netting.
I just missed Jacob Melton, former Woodpecker, in his one season in Corvallis. He started at College of the Canyons in Santa Clarita, California.
Another 2-2. Down in the dirt, got him swinging. Mikey Kane tipped it, actually, and now they are saying that is, in fact, strike three. It looked like that ball may have hit the dirt if it was a foul tip picked by Bush, and that's what Patrick Leland, the manager, will come argue from third base with Leanna Ricks, the plate umpire. Mikey Kane said he tipped it, and the ball hit the ground, which would be a dead ball foul ball. Well, Bush scooped it through to first to complete the strikeout. But what Patrick Leland wants right now is for Ricks and the base umpire, Theo Arndt, to come together on this. They will not. The call stands. And there is one out in the inning. A strikeout for Nezu, his fifth of the game.
Birthday signal that he is now fast 51 on the call. took a second for it to register.
Now Wilbur Sanchez swinging and fouling the first pitch out of play. Actually hit the stadium light and came back down into the stands. Third baseman Cassarella fairly shallow. He starts to back up behind the third base bag now. The 0-1 high and in. Sanchez leaning back at the waist. It's a ball and a strike. Sanchez fouled out into third base territory back in the third. He's 0 for 1. Next pitch swung on and lined off to the right out of play. Up on two strikes.
So we'll take a look around the rest of the Carolina chaps. One game that's going on is the first one between Columbia and Charleston with a win 2-1 for Columbia. They are now in sole possession of first.
They jump a half game in front of these Cannonballers as the 1-2 pitch from Sanchez is lifted out into short right field. Ochoa coming all the way forward and calling off Luciano makes the grab for out number two.
Still playing on the 7-inning game a little bit later in Charleston, but at this point, they will now gain back the lead. So
yeah,
big half game to potentially pick up here. That was a loss for the Fireflies in game two, and you're right back tied for first.
There was a chance that Fayetteville could have jumped back into the first place spot by the end of the night, but they needed a Columbia loss and also, of course, win here over the Cannonballers. I think the Woodpeckers, who've kind of found themselves out of the first half championship hunt in recent seasons around this stage, really just as an organization, proud to be a competitive and a part of the race as a line drive is shot foul into the club area off to the left of our press box, and it's nothing and two on Nishida.
Certainly looked like they would have been after last year with a 6 out of 7 to start the season.
Right.
Just a tough couple of series to follow, and then they quickly faded out of it.
The 0-2 just missed outside. Good take by Nishida on a breaking ball. It's back to play in the North Division next week on the road against Salem. The 1-2 home down in the dirt, smothered by Bush. Augusta will be the next South Division series at home. The Green Jackets come into town from May 28th through June 2nd. The next chance to see Woodpeckers baseball in downtown Fayetteville. 2-2 with nobody on base. A tied 1-1 game. The pitch. Nishida strikes out swinging. Fastball gets him. Second time that Nezu's taken care of the Kannapolis leadoff hitter. And we head to the sixth inning. Tied at 1 on the Woodpeckers broadcast network.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, and the Carolina Hurricanes take a 1-0 lead late in the first over the Rangers. Oh my goodness. They win tonight. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. MSG game 7.
One to one to score in the top of the sixth inning. Woodpeckers and Bull Weevils tonight. Thursday ball game, game three of this six-game series in 12-game road trip. Chase Jaworski leads it off against the right-hander Aldrin Bautista as he continues his night on the mound, trying to go six and give Kannapolis a third straight quality start. The line, the pitch, and the 1-0. Jaworski gets grazed on an inside slider. It clipped the sleeve of his jersey, and he'll head down to first base on the third hit batter by Bautista today. He plunked both Hernandez and Cassarella in the fourth inning. Those were squarely hit batters in the knee and the shoulder. That one just kind of grazed Chase, so he's quickly down to first.
Fifth straight inning. The Woodpeckers have gotten the leadoff man on.
Ochoa now, he's driven home the one run of the game on a single in the fourth. Takes a fastball at the knees for strike one, and it's an 0-1 count. Kannapolis does have their bullpen active, though. Left-hander is loosening there on the on-field bullpen down the right field side. Jaworski bluffs down at first, not going. The pitch down and outside, 1-1. I'd expect the Woodpeckers to get aggressive here with their leading base stealer at first. Chase Jaworski tied for fifth in the Carolina League with his 13 stolen bags. Nishida creeps towards second base up the middle. High fastball draws the swing and miss by Ochoa. He was underneath it. Ochoa, big guy, 6'4". He can reach that pitch up in the zone. But that one was around the letters, probably a little bit too much elevated. And now we've got time called to the plate. Ochoa gets it granted to him and will step out, take a quick warm-up pack.
Feels like he's due for a long, long home run. Certainly saw him in batting practice, hit the mound with relative ease, and you know he can hit it a long way when he squares it up.
He's up to 14 RBIs on the year after the RBI single. Pitch missed outside, a back pick going up the first baseline, and Jaworski dives back in. I think Hernandez noticed that Jaworski was getting a big secondary jump off of the pitch. And Bautista's been keeping tabs on runners. He throws over to first here. After the disengagement, Jaworski dirtying up the front of that gray Fayetteville uniform.
These haven't exactly been accurate pickoff attempts either, Chad.
They've forced a Galaney to lunge a little bit, nearly out of his reach. The 2-2, Jaworski's going. The pitch is low. Throw down is not in time. Jaworski stole on the perfect pitch, a slider, as Bautista took something off. And he grabs stolen base number 14 of the year.
Good effort by Hernandez. He got that throw there quickly, but Jaworski, knowing that very unlikely a third pickoff attempt was coming, he took off the second he saw movement.
Five times tonight, five different innings, should say. The Woodpeckers have put a runner in scoring position. Ochoa swings at the 3-2 and fouls it back into the screen. So a full count. Ochoa, Cassarella, Will Bush, all these guys potentially going to have a chance here to bring home Chase and give the Woodpeckers their second lead of the night. Both sides trading runs in the fourth. Bautista settles just above the belt, kicks, fires. Ochoa fouls it away again, and Jaworski going on the pitch, ends up diving into third base. And just now gets the news from his manager that it was fouled away, and he has to go back to second base.
Rumors I've heard from the clubhouse staff is Chase Jaworski being a candidate for the dirtiest uniforms after games. Right there is a good example of why.
Ochoa's jumped over the 200 mark on the year after his single. He's now at 205. He takes low here. It's ball four. Really nice at bat worked by Neilmar Ochoa. On the eighth pitch, he draws the walk. And that's a tough one to swallow if you're Bautista. In the later stages of your day, the bullpen is warming. And he just lost a guy on eight pitches as the pitch count goes up to 82 on him. And here comes the Kannapolis manager, Patrick Leland. He may be intent on making a change, and he is. He points out to the pen and will take the baseball from Bautista. He goes five-plus innings but falls short of that quality start. It is another game, though, where Bautista completes five. He's done so in all six of his starts this season. He's off the mound and gets an applause from the Thursday night crowd. New reliever into the game. The lefty will inherit two on, first and second, nobody out. And we'll tell you about the new Bull Weevils pitcher when we come back. Fayetteville threatening in a 1-1 tie at the top of the sixth inning.
Former Orange Mariner, Tommy Vail.
Tommy Vail, okay. Cool.
already going to school. I gotta cheat. I can't remember. Notre Dame, I think. Well, he's been to like three different schools. Yeah, it was Notre Dame when he was with Harwich in 2019.
Nice.
Lastly, with Auburn. Also played at TCU. I played in three major conferences. 2019 East Division champion with the Harwich Mariners.
Nice.
This might be the last year I see former Harwich Mariners. I think at this point they're going to be up or gone.
Kannapolis moves off of their starting pitcher in the top of the sixth inning. Tommy Vail takes over the lefty for Aldrin Bautista. 0-1 on the year with a 3 ERA even. Six games, all relief appearances. And over nine innings, he's given up the 3 earned runs, 9 walks, and 13 strikeouts. At second is Jaworski Ochoa down at first following an 8-pitch walk. Xavier Cassarella in the right side. And on the first pitch, he takes a fastball knee level for strike one. Tommy Vail makes his series appearance. He will turn 25 years old a couple of days from today. On Saturday, he'll celebrate a birthday, the 18th. 24-year-old lefty, born originally in Seattle, Washington, went to college at Auburn. And, Colin, you were saying Notre Dame as well. He bounced around quite a bit collegiately. 1-1 now on Cassarella. Vail works from the third base side of the rubber out of the stretch. Little hunch at the belt, the pitch, and it's down and inside for ball two.
He spent three seasons with Notre Dame. Of course, COVID coming in. Did not pitch in 2021. Spent the 2022 season with TCU, teammate of Tommy Sacco's former Fayetteville Woodpecker. And then in 2023, last year, he was with the Auburn Tigers, put together a strong season, 5-2 with a 3.76 earned run average in 14 starts.
Signed a free agent contract in March of 24, right before the start of this year's minor league season. And Cassarella takes a breaking ball for strike two. Count is level, 2 balls and 2 strikes, tied at 1. Vail the set and pitch. Curveball bounced out towards shortstop, gloved by Sanchez. The flip to second, Nishida got tied up. Did he bail off of the bag, though? Yep. Yes, he did. Everybody is safe. Both Sanchez and Nishida got a little tangled. The flip was off target. And Nishida had to bail off the bag to corral it. Bases are loaded.
Sanchez just never had that one cleanly and tried to shovel it while he was bobbling it. Ends up pulling Nishida off the bag, so... tough error there in what could have been a double play. They get no outs and the bases are loaded.
Fayetteville's loaded them without a hit. Hit batter, walk, and then the fielder's choice for Cassarella. Here comes Will Bush. Lefty on lefty. Swings at a curve and bounces it foul up along first base.
Will, a good fan of that curveball. I actually got a chance to see him play. It's a terrifying thing. 5 years ago with the Harwich Mariners in the Cape Cod Baseball League. And he's got that good hook that dives down and away to a left-handed bat.
Now the 0-1. Outside to Bush. Snap throw going to third, and it's not in time. Jaworski dives back in. Keeping plenty of tabs on Chase Jaworski during his trip around the bases, but he did steal second earlier on, his 14th swiped bag of the year. Well, Bush doubled all the way out to the center field wall in the third inning. Been making good contact last couple of nights. Swings early here on a curve. Just got a piece and dribbles it foul. Bush down in an 0-2 hole. Tommy Vail has gone scoreless in 5 of his 6 relief appearances this year. He gave up all 3 of his runs on this season back on April 26th here at home against Charleston, but no runs allowed over 3 total innings in May. The 0-2 again. And Bush strikes out, curve down and outside, got him to chase. One gone in the sixth. And that helps Tommy Vail a bit here with a force at all bases. One gone. And Alejandro Nunez, another lefty due up. Nunez tonight, 1-for-2 with a single and a fly out to center. He dumps the first pitch back into the screen, a foul ball, and it is nothing and one.
Huge fans here finally exercising their bases loaded demons after being unable to cash in Saturday and Sunday against Carolina. Just somebody's got to find some outfield grass.
Next pitch down and outside, but the plate umpire, Leanna Ricks, says, raised her hands up in the air, and Ochoa somehow has a baseball that he's throwing to the third baseman. I'm not sure how
where did that come from?
Second baseball just made its way back to the play, possibly kicking away from the left field bullpen. That's odd. Nunez settling in, 0-1 the count. His splits on the year, he's actually batting better against lefties this year, batting .286 against southpaws compared to .231 against right-handers. Swings and taps this pitch just foul behind the plate. And digs the count to nothing and two. Jaworski at third, Ochoa at second base, Cassarella down at first. Woodpeckers have struck for 5 hits in the game, a double and 4 singles, but none here. Runners at second and third to the responsibility of the starter, Bautista. At first, that's Vail's runner. The pitch, 0-2, called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. And Nunez thought that was well wide, instead strike 3.
Like it might have been a couple of inches off the plate. Good work from Hernandez to frame him. 2 big strikeouts from Dale. They got to find a way to put a ball in play with the bases loaded. I mean, good things happen when you get something in play. You force the defense to get that out instead. You can't just keep watching these pitches go by.
So a third straight lefty up against Tommy Vail. Perhaps a little part of the thinking for Patrick Leland down in the dugout when he made the change with Bautista. 3 straight left-handers for Vail. 2 outs, bases loaded. After a ball outside, the next pitch, a curve with good shape to it, drops in for strike 1. The ball almost rises a little bit before it really takes a bite out of the zone and drops quick. 1-1 on Gomez, who's 0-for-3. Long set by Vail, brings the clock to 5, fires, and the pitch fouled back into the screen. It's 1-2. Bases loaded has plagued the Woodpeckers a bit over this past week. You think back over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, where they had bases loaded chances late in games, couldn't bring anybody around. Trying to put an end to that pattern here. The set in the 1-2. Gomez swings, lashes it left side by the dive of Sanchez and out into left field. Scoring Jaworski. Ochoa gets the wave. He slides in ahead of the throw. 2-run single for Kenny Gomez. And Fayetteville out to a 3-1 lead. Big swing by Kenny with 2 outs and 2 strikes. One hopped it on the infield dirt by Wilbur Sanchez. He sold out for it, tried to make a diving play on the ball, and it just got through him. Big swing by Kenny.
How much you want to bet that Gomez was thinking about that at bat on Sunday, Chappie? Base loaded, 2 outs, and he struck out on 3 pitches to end the game. This time around, he wanted to make sure he was putting the bat on the ball, and that's just a great job driving it through the hole of the infield. Clutch hitting from the young player.
Now Carrillo taking low for ball 1. Yeah, second time around, presented with another opportunity, he did not let it go in vain. Carrillo 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a ground out. Woodpeckers out to their second lead in the game, first multi-run lead of the series, the pitch. And Carrillo takes down and in, a curve. 2 balls and no strikes. With the 2-run single, Kenny Gomez jumps the season RBI total up to 13, the pitch. 0-2 taken for a strike. A 2-0, that is, taken for a strike. Now 2-1. Good for his 33rd hit on the year as well. Kenny Gomez tied for ninth across the Carolina League with 32 coming into today. So he'll stay inside that top 10, continue to creep up the leaderboard. Most hits on Fayetteville this season as an 18-year-old. Low fastball, it's Carrillo on the latest pitch, and it's 3-1 now. On deck is Cesar Hernandez. The pitch fouled straight back and off the Atrium Health ballpark side. So it's full on Carrillo. Carrillo had the day off yesterday. He went 0-for on Tuesday, a combined 0-for-7 on the week. Checks his swing here on a pitch down to the dirt, and the home plate umpire says he went too far. Carrillo strikes out for a third time. That is the inning, but Kenny Gomez comes up with a big two-out swing. A single to left scores Jaworski and Ochoa, and the Woodpeckers are out front 3-1 when we come back for the bottom of the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
We did it. We drove in a run with the bases loaded.
How about that? We actually did it. We actually did it. Ethan Pecco.
Ethan, just bring us home, man. The pitch is great. I'm going to let this tweet breathe a bit, and then I'll post Jackson's final line.
Cool. Perfect.
Which ball file a cease and desist if I say Clutch Kenny with a K?
Clutch Kenny. Oh, the Woodpeckers turn to the bullpen in the bottom of the sixth inning. The day done for Jackson Nezu. And a right-hander, Ethan Pecco, spotted a 3-1 lead after a two-run single from Kenny Gomez in the top half. Strike one delivered to Burrows, Ryan Burrows, the DH and two-hitter, nothing in one. Another game, another five-inning showing for Jackson Nezu, really turning it on across his last two games. Pitch down and outside. He was a reliever last week against Carolina. Starter tonight. He goes five innings, three hits, one earned run allowed, a walk and six strikeouts. The walk and six Ks, the same from his five-inning performance last time out as well. So consistency is key when you're on the mound. Jackson Nezu has been exactly that over the last week. Pitch a strike to Burrows, and it's 1-2. Ethan Pecco has also found a stretch of success on the mound last couple of games in May. Here's the wind, the kick, and the 1-2 home. Burrows swings, taps it softly right back towards the mound. Pecco gathers it in, struggled to grip it for a moment, secures and throws to first for out number one. Brings up Caden Connor. But Pecco in the month of May, no ERA, eight combined scoreless innings between a May 4th game on the road in Delmarva and a May 10th appearance against Carolina. Two walks, seven strikeouts over the month, and on the season, he's 1-1 with a 3.57 ERA, the sixth-round pick last year out of Towson. The line, the kick, and the pitch to Caden Connor, taken for a ball outside. Connor has grounded out to the first baseman and also struck out looking. Part of an 0-for-2 evening. Pecco into the motion, pitches. And a fly ball struck left side, sailing out of play.
Every year, Chappie, in April, May, it feels like the Woodpeckers find that one tandem that really feels like their ace tandem, so to speak. I'm starting to think that Nezu and Pecco might just be the one.
Yeah, I think month of April, that award probably goes to James Hicks, Ramy Rodriguez. Those two were really in sync with one another, combined for a shutout on the road. But ever since the promotion of James Hicks, Nezu and Pecco have been that 1-2 punch that you have a lot of confidence in. Outside breaking ball on Caden Connor. He's ahead 2-2. Bases clear, 1 out. And the pitch on the way. Swings and spoils it. Foul again off to the left side.
I remember last year early on, that duo was Nolan DeVos and Trey Dombrowski.
Yeah.
Fourth and fifth round picks.
This guy's almost threw a no-hitter on the road in Salem. Lost it in the ninth inning. Connor called for time, steps back into the plate, waves the black bat over the dish, and settles. 2-2, here it comes. And he strikes out swinging. A high fastball blows him away. Ethan Pecco delivers the pitch at 93 miles an hour and fans Connor for the second out of the sixth.
I always like to see Ethan challenge with that fastball up and away. It's something that can kind of catch a hitter by surprise. Pecco likes to kind of lull you into a sense of comfort with a bunch of off-speed and then cranks up the heat on you up and away. Really difficult pitch to hit.
Now Galeni with that wide stance, right-handed batter, takes high and away. Pecco with 4 games last year. Tonight his 8th appearance and 12th in the Carolina League. Infield's straight up, but playing fairly deep. The pitch to Galeni on the outside corner, called strike one. In game number 14 of his pro career, Ethan Pecco really starting to settle into the single-A level. He gave up 10 earned runs over 12 innings last year, gave up multiple runs in 3 straight games during April, but nothing in May as he pumps in a fastball for strike two. A ball and 2 strikes on Galeni. Piedmont without a hit since Ronnie Hernandez singled in the 4th inning. Jackson Nezu retired the final 4 batters that he faced on the day. Pecco with a couple of quick outs in the 6th. Galeni calling for time and stepping out of the box. Pecco never left the rubber while Galeni took some time. He shuffles that weight back and forth. Wines kicks the 1-2 and Galeni fouls it back into the screen. Opening night starter for Fayetteville, going back to the Myrtle Beach series in April. Pecco said he took a lot of pride in getting that assignment from his manager, Ricky Rivera. Never got to be an opening night starter during college or high school. The wind, the kick, and the 1-2 home. Just outside, well-executed slider. Pecco thought he had it, and it just missed off the edge. As the slider, but also something a little quicker, the cut fastball in the arsenal. 5-pitch mix for Ethan Pecco. As he works into the motion and pitches. A swing by Galeni and a high fly pushed out into right. Ochoa drifting back, watching it drift near the pole, and a fair ball, a home run. Ochoa is pointing foul. He says it's foul. Ricky's out of the dugout. He has his hands stretched out wide. Galeni is circling around the bases with a solo home run. And now Rivera talking with Ricks, the plate umpire. She'll go in conference with Theo Arndt. It looked like that ball was just slicing foul as it crossed the pole. Ochoa is still pointing foul out there in right field.
Kathy, I got a good view as anybody in the ballpark, basically right down the line. That ball crossed over to the right on the foul pole.
And they will confirm that this is a home run. Ricky's going out there to argue with Theo Arndt now. We are offset along the third base side of home plate, looking almost directly down that first base line, and it looked like a foul ball to us. Now, if it crosses directly over the top of the foul pole, that is a fair ball. It has to be completely on the right side of the pole. It's not the tallest foul poles, I'd say, here at Atrium Health Ballpark. So it was above the level of the foul pole when it left the confines.
But
it's just a matter of where it was.
I would say about 4 to 5 feet to the right is where this one slides. It is only 315 down the line, but I thought pretty clearly, at least from my vantage point, I think I have a better view than the umpires, to be fair, down in the field, but someone's got to be looking straight down the line, and you'd be able to tell that that ball was right. And I think Ricky Rivera's got a real big right here, and at least trying to keep his composure, but it's a huge, huge swing. One-run ball game just like that. That ball landed foul. It's tough.
So after the umpires come together, no change is made. Ricky Rivera sustained the argument as long as he could, but he'll head back to the dugout. We have a one-run game, 3-2. Galeni hitting his fourth home run of the year, RBI number 23. Just barely keeping it inside the right field foul pole, says the ump crew. And now it's Albertson Acien with two outs taking a strike, 0-1. Ends up being Pecco's first run allowed in May, and his first home run surrendered all year long. Down and outside. Pecco did not surrender a long ball over his first 23 and a third innings. And you know what, Colin? That's the first home run he's given up in his entire pro career as well. And that's an unfortunate one to surrender. Didn't give up one last year or in the Florida Complex League. Pitch a strike to Acien. And a span of 38 and a third total innings without seeing one clear the wall.
Two people to thank for that one.
That's right. Acien, who's walked and lined out 0 for 1. Pecco nods the head, and time is called. Kannapolis has more bullpen activity out there in right field, so perhaps just one inning of work tonight for Tommy Vail, who recorded all three outs behind the starter Bautista. Here comes the 1-2. Acien swings and lines it foul out into that right field pen. Kannapolis first base coach Daniel Milwee, the bench coach, literally jumped over top of that line drive. Quick reflexes over there. Every Fayetteville run tonight has been answered by at least one Kannapolis run. They traded a pair of runs in the fourth inning, two in the top half, one here in the home half. Next pitch outside. Two balls and two strikes. And now the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded left side. Diving stop by Cassarella to his feet. Throws a little high to first, but it's brought in by Carrillo. A fantastic grab across the diamond. And we head to break. Fayetteville and Piedmont. And a close one-run game, 3-2, as we go to the seventh on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
I don't know how they don't see it, man. I couldn't have had a better view. That's a foul ball.
That is a foul ball. Yeah.
And it really wasn't that close. Those are tough when it goes over the pole. I get it. That ball is clearly crossing to the right of it. Yeah. And I don't know how they see it. They don't see it. That's on both of them. I don't know how neither of them can be in position for that. That is garbage. Absolute garbage.
Yeah.
We saw this from earlier in the year. They don't get the benefit of the doubt. They've been awful. I'm going to take a look at it and reflect. I know I don't even have to look at it. That was foul ball.
Third time that Hernandez has reached base. It's a multi-hit game for him. And despite controversial home run in the bottom of the sixth, hasn't deterred the Fayetteville offense.
And nice to see Hernandez able to go full speed up the line as well after he was plunked earlier in the game right on the outside of the knee.
First pitch to Wander Luciano, called a strike on the outside corner. McLaughlin, seventh round pick back in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox out of the University of Tennessee. former Volunteer, originally from the state of Georgia, the Atlanta area. On the move, Hernandez, and Luciano rips it foul off to the left. McLaughlin making his ninth appearance of the season, all in relief. 1-2 record, a 4.24 earned run average, looking to rebound after a tough 2023 season. Appeared in 8 games last year for Kannapolis, had an ERA of 14.11 over 14.2 innings. Luciano digs back in, an 0-2 count. Wander tonight is 1-for-3. Fayetteville with 7 hits as a team. Pitcher McLaughlin, fastball sails high. Stands at 6'3", 205. Went to Northview High School in Duluth, Georgia. Two-strike pitch, a check swing. Luciano was able to hold up. So that evens things at 2-2. Woodpeckers took a 1-0 lead in the fourth inning. Bullweevils quickly tied it in the bottom half of the fourth as the 2-2 misses down and in full count. Two-run single from Kenny Gomez made it a 3-1 game in the top of the sixth, and Kannapolis got the run back on the Galani home run. See if Hernandez is on the move with a full count. Nobody out. Leads off of first. He stays put. The breaking ball is in the dirt. Gets away for ball four. Hernandez rounds second and will stay there as the catcher, Rony Hernandez, had to hustle to the backstop and get it. It is a walk for Luciano. Fayetteville threatening. Two on, nobody out in this top of the seventh. And for McLaughlin, a little erratic with the command. Chase Jaworski will hope to get a chance to swing the bat here. He was hit by a pitch in the sixth and scored on the Gomez two-run single. Chase is also grounded out and struck out. McLaughlin gets his sign from Hernandez. And time is called as the former Volunteer steps off. He was a teammate of former Astros first-round pick Drew Gilbert. Played with the Woodpeckers the tail end of the 2022 season. Was traded to the New York Mets in 2023. First pitch in, Jaworski fouls it straight back. Win tonight, and Fayetteville will jump back in front of the Cannonballers in the South Division standings after Kannapolis has taken a half-game lead on Fayetteville. 0-1. Jaworski, high fly ball down the left field line, and it will fade into the seats. This is the third of 18 games between these two teams. Six of them this week will be in the first half. The next 12 will be in half number two. The ball's in, two strikes. The pitch, breaking ball, comes in and hits Jaworski. He's been hit for a second time. And Fayetteville has had four batters plunked. The bases are now loaded. Nobody out. Nowhere to put them. And here comes Nehomar Ochoa Jr., who has an RBI already.
Well, the first one only grazed Jaworski on the sleeve. That one hit him much more squarely, right on the outside of the knee. And he's kind of laughed it off as he went up the first base side. He's been a ball magnet tonight. Close game, though. You will take these free runners. Now you have to capitalize.
And the infield will come in for Patrick Leland. He was communicating that and making sure that they would stay in. They're actually only about halfway trying to get the lead runner at the plate. That's Hernandez over at third. First pitch to Ochoa Jr. is in there for a called strike. So for the second straight inning, they're loaded with nobody outs. Fayetteville needed two outs before Gomez drove in two. We'll see if Ochoa Jr. can break this game open with one swing. The 0-1. Fastball, McLaughlin misses up and away. Anfield still looking for their first win of the week, trying to end a four-game losing streak, the 1-1. A little bit low on the off-speed, and a changeup just didn't stay up enough. 2-1. Anfield still looking for their first grand slam of the season. 2-1. Low 3-1. And we'll see. A guy like Ochoa, certainly you want him to swing at anything close, but some of these pitches from McLaughlin haven't been that close to the zone. Perhaps he gets the take sign here. Birthday boy Xavier Cassarella on deck. McLaughlin with the 3-1. A big swing and a miss. Big time pitch there from McLaughlin, gets it past Ochoa. Right-hander gets his sign from the stretch. The payoff pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. Big curveball, and Ochoa couldn't get his bat on it. Out number one for Kannapolis. Danger still very much present, though, and here comes Cassarella.
You got to trust it, that curve. If base is loaded, 3-2 if you're going to go to it. And it actually was not probably the location that McLaughlin wanted. Good news was it stayed up high for him, and it led Ochoa to cutting underneath it.
First pitch to Cassarella. Fastball in for a strike. Woodpeckers tonight are 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. They have had plenty of opportunities. So far, they've only had a couple of hits. Ochoa with the RBI single, a two-run single from Gomez. 0-1, Cassarella takes strike two. Woodpeckers have also left eight in scoring position, or eight on base, I should say, in general. Bags are full of Peckers. The ball's two strikes, one out. The pitch. Ground ball right side, and the shifted infield can't get there. Down the line, Cassarella brings home one. Here comes a second. Luciano in to score. Happy 21st birthday. Xavier Cassarella comes off the injured list and delivers the biggest hit of the game, a two-run single down the right field line. The Woodpeckers jump back in front by 3-5-2.
Well, that one clearly fair, Colin, right up inside of that first baseline and opposite of Galani, who is playing a little bit closer to second base. Awesome feeling for X, who's been itching to get back out there. He's had a tough break with the way his season started. A couple of times on the IL, getting plunked with pitches. Even tonight he's been drilled, but able to fight through it and come up with a big swing.
So Jaworski goes from first to third. Cassarella now at first base. Brings in his eighth and ninth runs batted in on the year. And for Mark McLaughlin, it's been a disastrous seventh inning for the right-hander. A couple of runs charged to him. Will Bush trying to add more. Starting and stopping Cassarella, and he will head back to the base as the first pitch is called a strike. Bush had a double his first time up. He has since flown out and struck out. This is the biggest lead of the night and the series for Fayetteville. McLaughlin's 0-1. Now Cassarella moving. Line drive up the middle. Base hit. Jaworski trots in. Cassarella doesn't slow down. He heads to third. Will Bush keeps things going. RBI single up the middle. A three-run seventh for Fayetteville. 6-2, the Woodpeckers lead.
Got another elevated breaking ball. It's a spot that McLaughlin's been missing. You got that swing and miss from Ochoa, the result, but on a similar pitch, Will Bush able to sit back and square that thing up, right back up the middle. Great to see Bush with a multi-hit day. He's really starting to make some more contact ever since he's fiddled with the stance, looking good at the plate.
Now time for Nunez. He swings at the first pitch. It's a fastball, and it gets past him. No action right now in the Kannapolis bullpen. So for the time being, McLaughlin is on his own. Mentioned his ERA. It's in the fours, now up to the upper fives, 5.71. And right on cue, Bull Weevils are getting in action down the right field line. Someone about to start warming up. Nunez swinging away, and he's behind 0-2. He's 1-for-3, had an RBI single yesterday, a base hit to lead off the fifth today. It is another lefty getting loose for Patrick Leland. Short lead for Bush off of first, same for Cassarella at third. The 0-2 from McLaughlin, foul tipped. And it's actually strike three. It was dug out of the dirt before it hit the ground by Hernandez, and a much needed second out for McLaughlin. So the eighth man to bat in the inning is Kenny Gomez, who brought home two with a single his last time up in the sixth. Gomez with 13 runs batted in now on the year. Love another base hit here. McLaughlin, first pitch, ground ball right side, knocked down by the second baseman, Nishida, throws over to Galani covering the bag, and he does just beat Gomez for the third out. So the Woodpeckers leave him at the corners, but three runs come in to score. A two-run single from Cassarella, Bush with an RBI single, and Fayetteville takes a 6-2 lead into the seventh inning stretch at Atrium Health Ballpark. Annapolis coming to bat when we return. This is the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
After the Cannonballers came within a run in the bottom of the sixth inning, under controversial circumstances, Fayetteville shook it right off and got three more runs of their own in the top of the seventh inning to build a four-run, 6-2 lead for reliever Ethan Pecco. Pressure taken off the former Towson Tiger, and he will look to pitch a clean bottom of the seventh inning against the 6-7-8. In the Bull Weevils lineup. Rony Hernandez will kick it off. He has an RBI single tonight. And Fayetteville hoping they are well on their way to their first victory of the series here in Kannapolis. First pitch, a late swing, and Hernandez fouls it back into the screen. Pop out and an RBI base hit for the Kannapolis catcher. Signed as a free agent by the Chicago White Sox back in 2022 out of Venezuela. Pecco is expected to take this one the rest of the way, barring any pitch limit concerns, but he's at 22 pitches, make it 23. Ground ball hits sharply to first, backing up Carrillo. He snares it and trots over to first. Just two pitches needed for Pecco to get the first out of this seventh. Big round of applause for the bat dog, Casey. Might be a little biased, but I like the name.
I don't know if She spells it K-C, like the letters, or
that's smart.
C-A-S-E-Y.
Makes a lot of sense. I never put that together. Drake Logan, Annapolis right fielder, takes strike one, and Pecco continues to pepper the strike zone.
Wait, you didn't put together like KC at the bat?
That's
like
what I was thinking.
That concept?
Not
yeah,
the KC is in Kannapolis Cannonballers KC.
Oh, could be. Yeah, that's true too.
A little double entendre there. Fastball up and outside. Have to get some clarification on that, but as well trained as it gets and ready for the next bat. Pecco with just the one hit on that home run. He's retired the other four batters he's faced so far, and he takes a pitch a little bit outside. For the Houston Astros at the big league level, they are underway at Minute Maid Ballpark through one inning. No score between the Stros and the Oakland Athletics. Picture perfect night at Minute Maid Park. 73 degrees in Houston, partly cloudy. Two balls and two strikes now on Logan. These Astros, slowly but surely, getting hot in the AL West. Pecco's 2-2, and Logan sprays it foul. They enter tonight's game, winners of four in a row, taking on the Athletics, who they are tied with in the division. So a win here, they would leapfrog them and maybe get within five games of first place. Yeah. 2-2, a check swing, and Logan able to hold up. It is a full count. Mikey Kane waiting on deck. Seattle Mariners currently still atop the AL West at the moment at 24-20. Payoff pitch. Pecco fouls it, and it clangs off the tin just above the Kinetic Club. Certainly no one counting off 2022 World Series champions despite a slow start. Hoping to get some arms back and get right back into the fray. Another 3-2, and Pecco can't get Logan to chase. A breaking ball in the dirt. One out walk. First one surrendered by Pecco. And with Logan on, here comes Kane. A little bit later, Chappie will take a look around the rest of the Carolina League. Some of the scores that certainly will impact things in the South Division. First pitch to the right-hander, Kane. Fastball right down Main Street. Kane tonight, a single in the third. He also struck out swinging in the fifth, one of six strikeouts for Woodpecker starter Jackson Nezu, who is in position to pick up a victory. Would be his second tonight. Breaking ball in the dirt, knocked down by Bush. Doesn't have a play to be made. It'll be a wild pitch. Logan advances to second. Ball pinballed around. It hit off of Bush, then it hit off of Kane, then hit off of Bush again. Kane, the 17th round pick out of Woodland Hills, California. Mentioned earlier, former Oregon State Beaver. Had a nice 281 season, 9 homers, 38 runs batted in with Oregon State. Across 59 games, and 14 doubles, and time is called before this ball is hit out to right field. It would have been a flyout, but a pitch clock violation has been called. And Ricky Rivera is saying there was still time on the clock. So another controversial call. This one deprives Fayetteville of an out, and Rivera has had it. I'll have to take a look at a replay here. Home crowd booing, presumably at Rivera, for the gripe he had, but he might have a legitimate gripe. See if I can get a look at the replay and see where that pitch clock was when he started the windup. Fastball, and that is a called strike two. Two and two Pitch clock isn't exactly in view on that replay. So it remains to be seen whether or not it actually hit zero. But just another call that Fanfield feels they've been slighted on tonight. Logan leads off of second. Two balls, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the seventh. 6-2 Woodpeckers. There's a drive out towards right field, and it'll end up being the same result. Making the catch, Ochoa Jr. He fires it in quickly. No advance from Logan. He'll remain put at second with two down. And maybe the baseball gods there intervening and saying, nope, that's what should have happened. Nine-hitter Wilbur Sanchez trying to get one run in with a base hit and at least give Kannapolis a step in the right direction. Sanchez tonight has popped out and flown out. And Pecco would like a new baseball. He'll get one from his catcher, Bush. Look at second, now his first pitch. Sanchez takes ball one, down and away. Looking ahead to tomorrow's matchup, Friday night affair. Who better to have pitching under the Friday night lights than second round pick Alonzo Treadwell, big right-hander, will make his series debut opposite the right-hander Grant Taylor for Kannapolis. Pitch on the outside corner, that's called a strike, and Taylor, a well respected top prospect in the White Sox system. It should be a fun pitching affair, and Fayetteville might have a chance to even up the series with a win. Ball and a strike. Pecco, couple of looks at second. He comes home. There's a line drive for Sanchez. Shallow center. Coming in late, but making the catch, Hernandez, and the inning is over. One out walk. The only blemish on the bottom of the seventh for Pecco. We're on to the eighth inning. 6-2 still the lead for the Woodpeckers. Andrew Chapman will take over on the play-by-play when we return.
Better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Another new arm out of the Kannapolis bullpen to begin the top of the eighth inning. Fayetteville 6 and the Bull Weevils 2. It is left-hander Frankelly Arias take over, and he will be greeted by Oliver Carrillo. To tell you about Arias, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. The lefty brings home a fastball and gets a swing and miss out of Carrillo for strike one. Arias, the third reliever and fourth arm that Patrick Leland has utilized tonight. Misses low, and the count levels at 1-1. Arias makes his series debut tonight. The 21-year-old, originally from Boni in the Dominican Republic, was signed internationally by Chicago back in March of 2022. The 1-1 now. Carrillo swings over the top of a breaking ball. That's a pitch he's been a little too eager to go after over these couple of games he's played in. He's a combined 0-for-8 to start the series with 7 punchouts. Carrillo's gone cold, but always has that power in his barrel. The pitch home takes high. They will appeal this, and he did not go. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fanned on a pitch down in the dirt in the sixth, facing Tommy Vail. Next pitch here, a little bit inside, just missed, and the count fills at 3-2. Woodpeckers have scored 5 of their 6 runs over the last 2 innings, sent 8 batters to the plate in the seventh, scored 3 times. And now the payoff home. Carrillo strikes out again. Slider hovering over the inner half, got him swinging. It's a 4-strikeout night once again for Oliver Carrillo. And here comes Cesar Hernandez. Cesar plunked earlier in the game on the outside of his right knee. He was in a lot of pain. It looked like he may not make it through and have to be pulled, but he stays in the game, and since that point has singled twice and scored a pair of runs. Takes a first pitch curve for strike one from Arias. Next pitch home. Tapped foul to the screen, 0-2.
Seems a little bit of a fire underneath him, and I don't know, sometimes you get so angry that you got, you know, a bad leg or something like that, and just makes you want to hit the ball even harder.
Low pitch, fed him another curve, 1-2. Arias has not allowed a run yet in May across 3 innings and 2 games. Struggled to the end of April, allowing 3 runs to Charleston and then a run on the road in Lynchburg. He strikes out Hernandez here. High pitch tipped into the glove. Strong start at home against the Fayetteville lineup. Back-to-back strikeouts begin the eighth. And it brings Wander Luciano to the plate.
And, of course, Chappie looking at the run totals today, but that pivotal 5-run mark scoring 5 or more for Fayetteville this year, they're able to win today. They'd move to 13-4 in that regard. So being able to get to that 5, so important. Also giving up 4 or fewer runs, 15-5 on the year as a team.
The 1-0 to Luciano, a big rip, and he was underneath a fastball. It's 1-1.
Sometimes the game's just as simple as that.
Yeah, that five-run offense has kind of been that differentiating number compared to scoring 4 times to 5 times. And only 2 walks tonight out of the pitching staff will help your cause as well. Check swing by Luciano. They appeal up the first baseline. He did not go. 17 walks yesterday. And you worried about just the bullpen being taxed. Now, position players took over last night. But if Fayetteville can make it through today, utilizing just Nezu and Pecco, that'd be a manager's dream. Curveball drops in and just missed out inside on Luciano. He's ahead 3 balls and 1 strike.
Yeah, it's big time. Pecco with just 38 pitches, so probably a good 40 or so left to go. As long as he's efficient, he can take this to the end.
Now the 3-1. Inside again. Called to strike this time. Chase Jaworski would be next if Luciano can reach. Fayetteville on top 6-2 tonight with 6 outs to get in the defensive end. Here comes the payoff. Luciano chops it towards third, charging in Kane. Fields throws from the cut of the grass. It's in time to end a 1-2-3 inning. Frankelli Arias retires the Woodpeckers in order. We're going to the home eighth inning. The Woodpeckers out to their largest lead of this game. 6-2 the score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Fayetteville goes down quietly in the top of the eighth inning, holding a 6-2 lead tonight and six out shy of riding the ship after a tough 21-run loss yesterday, grabbing the first win of this road trip. Ethan Pecco threw a pair of innings and giving up just the one run on the Ryan Galani home run. Riku Nishida leads off from the top of the order and taps the first pitch foul behind the plate. He got a little bit of a running start on that swing. He puts the ball in play. That is his job, a contact-oriented guy with six doubles on the year. Tonight, Fayetteville has struck him out twice. That's been a rarity for him on the season. Still under 20 strikeouts across the year. Pecco into the motion, throws the 0-1. And a foul ball hit back into the netting. Nothing and two on Nishida. It'll be Ryan Burrows and then Caden Connor to follow. Top three Kannapolis hitters have combined to go 0-for-9 tonight with five strikeouts. Nezu and Pecco have handled them well. Pecco shakes off a sign from Will Bush. Here's his motion and 0-2 pitch. Inside, almost hit Nishida. He turns away from a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. One ball and two strikes. Kannapolis has only struck for four hits in the game, three singles, and the controversial home run out to right field that looked to be foul was called fair. Time called at the plate. Now this is actually a pitch clock violation on Pecco, and we'll level the count on Nishida 2-2.
The second one he's been hit with.
Now the 2-2 pitch coming, and Nishida flights it out to left. Nunez a step or two back, stops, and makes the grab for out number one. Well, Ethan Pecco putting together some of his best baseball in his career right now in May. Talked to him a little bit about being a golfer back in high school. Dual sport athlete, he was pitching, but also the captain of his high school golf team. So golf runs in the family. Brothers, his older brothers played. His dad played a lot of golf. Pitch missed outside, and it's nothing in one or actually called a strike there on Burrows, 0-1. Said at first he couldn't get the ball off of the ground, but he just kept coming back, going to the range, and eventually turned himself into a pretty good golfer. Still plays when he can during the season. Swung on and missed on an outside fastball, and it's nothing in two on Burrows. Said he's around a 5-10 handicap right now, depending on the day. Not too bad, not good enough to play with the PGA Championship guys, though, who got going today. The 0-2 on the way. Burrows tips into the glove. That's strike three, and Ethan Pecco wipes out the Kannapolis DH on three pitches.
I'll tell you what, I'm glad we didn't get into a skins match with him on Monday. He would have cleaned us both out.
Well, I'm just glad you stuck around for 18. I bailed off. That's a good point. Bailed out after the turn.
Yep. Back nine was a lot better for me than the front nine, at least, so silver lining.
Caden Connor now into the left side, 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Keeps those feet close all the way back in the box. Swings away, lines one over the leap of Carrillo at first, and it will tuck all the way down into the corner. Long run over for Ochoa. He gets tied up with it on the track. Connor gets into third, into second base. He has a stand-up double with two outs. Ball got lodged under the padding, I think, out there in the right field digital board. Ochoa was digging around for it. And I think it's fortunate that Caden Connor only ends up at second base here. Ryan Galaney stands in.
It could be a tricky right field to play here at Atrium Health Ballpark because it's short down the line, 315, but it juts out. So there's a bit of a cutout in straightaway right field, which you don't really see a whole lot of in ballparks.
Galaney with the solo home run to right back in the sixth inning. Pitch here called a strike and it's 0-1. His home run was slicing towards that foul pole. It was pretty high up there, in fact, higher than the foul pole when it crossed over the fence. And then it was a judgment call by the home plate umpire to rule it fair. Ricky Rivera came out, tried to argue. The umpires came together and held the call. So for Galaney, his home run stands. Here's a ball hooking into the left field corner, and it lands foul this time.
Yeah,
Ryan Galaney testing the barriers tonight.
Yeah, evidently so. Whether the ball was fair or foul, though, very impressive display of opposite field power. There's not many guys who can hit a ball that hard the opposite field where you know it's leaving. The question is whether it's fair or foul. I mean, that was a no-doubter. As far as distance goes, he clubbed it down the right field line.
Ryan Galaney ranking second in the Carolina League right now with his .355 batting average. The set by Pecco, he steps off. The only guy who still is a qualified hitter in the Carolina League that's better than Galaney was Taden Hall with Carolina, but he's since been promoted. So when it comes to active players, Galaney number one in the league right now with batting average at .355. The set by Pecco. Couple looks to second base. The 0-2 home, and Galaney pops it up. Up along the first baseline. Carrillo standing in the baseline will make the catch right in front of Galaney, who stopped his run to clear out space, and that's the inning. Two-run double all is all for Caden Connor. Ethan Pecco through three innings of one-run baseball, and we are going to the ninth. Fayetteville out in front, 6-2 when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Chase Jaworski cuts at the very first pitch of the ninth inning and sends it a mile high into the Kannapolis Knight out to right field, but shallow enough for Drake Logan to camp underneath and make the catch for out number one. One quick out, four straight retired for Frankelli Arias out of the bullpen. Kannapolis left-hander took over in the eighth behind Mark McLaughlin. McLaughlin allowed three runs to Fayetteville in that seventh inning where they've been able to distance themselves tonight. Took the lead with two runs in the top of the sixth and have been leading ever since. That was when Jackson Nezu was still the pitcher of record. He closed out the bottom of the fifth, was spotted the lead, and then Pecco entered the game. So Nezu in line for the win. Grounder out towards shortstop. It's picked up by Sanchez, and he throws out Naomar Ochoa. Two very snappy outs in the ninth for Frankeli Arias. And then you have Ethan Pecco who has a chance to pitch to the save with four innings. He got through the eighth unharmed after allowing a two-run double. Here's a two-out double, that is. Here is Xavier Cassarella, who's turned 21 years old today and has a couple of RBIs in his line score with a two-run single in the seventh. The first pitch missed up and outside. Now the 1-0 as Arias works fast. Misses outside. Two balls and no strikes.
Well, if he was planning on having a cold one after this one, he certainly earned it with this performance.
I think there's an Irish pub here downtown. There's a brewery across the street. Imagine it's all business tonight for Xavier, though, as he takes down an inside. Three balls and no strikes.
I'll tell you, you can get him a beer is Brad Keselowski. He was carrying
true.
That Coors Light around all night. Got to promote the sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. Keselowski carried his beer out there while he threw the first pitch, the wine in the 3-0. Cassarella pops it up behind home plate. And then I was wondering if he was actually drinking the beer or if it was purely a sponsor thing. Because you know how serious these NASCAR guys take their beer sponsorships and others? It's possible when he makes public appearances that he's supposed to have
right.
Coors Light in his hand or visible somewhere. 3-1 coming home. And a pop fly lifted left side of the plate, shedding the mask. Hernandez hustling over there, and it lands on the top of the dugout. So 3-2 on Cassarella. A couple of finals tonight around the Carolina League. Down East beats the Mudcats 7-4. I actually got to refresh it here. That was last night, Coleman.
Gotcha. Yeah, they were a double.
Down East leading 3-0 over Carolina tonight.
Doubleheader today, making up for the rainout they had on Tuesday.
Carolina wins game one of that twin bill 3-1, win number 23 of the year. Now the payoff pitch down and inside. Cassarella draws a walk, reaching base for the third time today. Successful return and then some for Xavier Cassarella off of the IL. Draws ball four. Will Bush will have a chance to stand in. So Down East leading 3-0 in game two of the doubleheader out at Granger Stadium. Charleston leads game two over Columbia 1-0 at the end of three. That is also a doubleheader ongoing that Columbia took game one of 2-1. Pitch outside to Bush, and it's 1-0. Postponed today in Lynchburg due to wet grounds. Hillcast and Shorebirds unable to get going. Actually, that was the second game of a doubleheader they weren't able to play. Delmarva beats Lynchburg 5-2 in the start. Check swing on a pitch low. It kicks through Hernandez, rolling all the way to the backstop. And Cassarella shuffles down to second base. And now they're going to appeal late here just to see if Bush swung. He did not, says the base umpire Theo Arndt. And it's a two-ball, no-strike count on Bush. Multi-hit day for Will, his first in May, a double and an RBI single his last time around. Came in the seventh. The pitch swings and fouls it back. It's now 2-1. And other scores, Myrtle Beach and Fredericksburg in Myrtle. 4-2, Fred Nats on top of the Pelicans. They're 23-12 on the year, tied near the top with the Carolina Mudcats in the North Division. Two balls and one strike on Bush. Cassarella off of second base, the set by Arias. And here's the pitch. Curveball falls in for strike two. Augusta and Salem are tied in North Augusta. That's the other game. 3-3 in the middle of the eighth inning. Salem scoring three times in the sixth. Augusta coming from behind, scoring three times in the seventh. Curveball is tipped foul to the screen. Bush keeps the count alive at 2-2. A lot of doubleheaders as some of the other teams try and catch up in the standings. You have a lot of half-game leads and things like that throughout the North and the South with some of the postponements that we've had. Vanderbilt hasn't been postponed yet this year, although it's Carolina League. It's bound to happen eventually. 2-2. And a strike, or rather a ball just outside. Leanna Ricks almost popped out of that crouch, but calls it a ball. Bush benefits, and it's 3-2. On deck is Alejandro Nunez, another lefty. Man, it's second. The Woodpeckers have had a lot of opportunities with runners in scoring position tonight. A combined 4 for 19 as Bush swings and rips a grounder towards first. Galaney picks it on a tough hop and takes it over to the bag to end the inning. Two-out walk is all. Fayetteville strands Cassarello at second base, and three more outs to get for Ethan Pecco as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Fayetteville 6, the Piedmont Bullweevils 2. On the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, when we come back, they try for their first W of the road trip.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Ethan Pecco trying to close it down tonight with a four-inning save. He carries a 6-2 lead and faces Albertson Acien from the five spot leading off, and he fouls the first pitch onto the roof of Atrium Health Ballpark. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, broadcasting live on the road all week. Thanks for being with us. The Woodpeckers entered the sixth inning tied at one, scored two in the top half of the sixth, and have held the lead since, added three runs of insurance in the seventh. Out in front, 6-2. Acien takes a fastball just off the plate outside, and it's 1-1. Jackson Nezut went five innings. Ethan Pecco's been pitching since the sixth, and the two right-handers have held Kannapolis to just five hits tonight. DeWine, the kick, and the 1-1. Acien looks at it up and outside, and it's two balls and a strike. Acien, then Ronnie Hernandez and Drake Logan. Acien has reached on a walk and scored one of the two Kannapolis runs. That was in the fourth. And now the 2-1 offered up. A swing and a fly ball foul over the signage. And it's 2-2. Around the Astros affiliate system tonight, the High A Asheville Tourists in the South Atlantic League are back in McCormick Field. They lead big after five innings, 11-1. Over the Rome Emperors. Big day for the lineup, who scored 11 runs in the first two innings. Called strike three, a fastball off the right outside corner. And that pitch looked a little outside to Acien. He was confused, but Pecco gets the call and racks up his third strikeout. Ronnie Hernandez now.
Ethan hasn't really needed the strikeout much tonight. As you mentioned, Chappie just his third, but always good to mix in a few of those when you're pitching as well as he has tonight.
Pecco's first pitch to Hernandez is on a line out towards the third baseline, and it's going to get through. Cassarella was playing off the line. This ball rolls all the way towards the corner of the warning track, and it's fired back onto the infield by Nunez. Hernandez held to a single.
Obviously not something to worry about just yet, but for Pecco, his pitch count in the mid-50s. A couple more runners reach base. Certainly wouldn't be too surprising to see the Woodpeckers bullpen get active just in case.
Well, here's Drake Logan, a single and a walk today. He's reached twice in three trips to the plate. The middle infield, a double play depth, and a first pitch fastball called a strike on the high outside corner. For the tourists today, Jaron Williams has driven home four runs. Big day for Yamal Encarnacion, the former Fayetteville Woodpecker, up in high A right now with Anthony Sherwin. Both of those guys are in the lineup. Encarnacion has driven home three runs. Sherwin with a pair of RBIs. So how about that?
Give him back. Come on.
We may not get him back. Ethan Pecco ahead, nothing and two on Logan after a swing and miss. Here's the offer. And a bouncing ball hit right back to Pecco. He spears it on the mound, goes to second for one. The turn to first by Luciano is in time. And the Woodpeckers have bounced back tonight in Kannapolis. Game-ending double play that seals a 6-2 victory. The Woodpeckers are back in the win column, and they put an end to their season-long four-game skid. Pecco got the job done himself on the mound, a four-inning save. Jackson Nezu will record his second win of the year after another five solid innings in the start. And the Woodpeckers successfully put yesterday's troubles in the rearview mirror. Right back in this series going into Friday night. And they got it done cleanly, holding Kannapolis to just six hits, six runs on nine hits of their own to improve to 19-17 on the year. Kannapolis falls to 18-17. Stick around. We'll give you more final numbers next on the postgame show. Fayetteville wins it tonight 6-2. We're back in moments from Kannapolis to wrap up the broadcast.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, Welcome back to Kannapolis and Atrium Health Ballpark for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, and we appreciate you being a part of our Thursday night broadcast. Fayetteville recovers tonight after a historic loss yesterday. They're back in the win column today. 6-2, the final score. They took the lead with a two-run top of the sixth, then held the lead the rest of the way. Deterred a solo home run in the bottom of the sixth inning from Ryan Galani that came with a little bit of controversy whether it was fair or foul down the right field line. Quickly put that aside and scored three more insurance runs in the seventh inning as Xavier Cassarella struck for a two-run single and Will Bush brought home a run as well. That jumped the score to 6-2, and Ethan Pecco carried it the rest of the way. He secures a four-inning save and continues to look really good out there on the mound during May. He's now combined to go 12 innings in the month, giving up just one run on that controversial home run. Tonight he walked one, struck out three, limited the base runners, three total hits, and secures his first single-A save. Meanwhile, Jackson Nezu went five innings again, one-run baseball. He gave up a lone run on an RBI single with two outs in the fourth inning. Walked one, struck out six, and got the run support behind him and ultimately the win when Fayetteville went ahead with the two-run sixth inning. That game-winning inning today, a two-run single from Kenny Gomez, was ultimately the game-winning swing, made it 3-1 at the time and gave the Woodpeckers all the runs they needed to close this one out tonight. So Fayetteville bounces back from yesterday's loss. Now 2-1, they trail in the series going into Friday night. Tonight, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Fayetteville, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error for Kannapolis. In tomorrow's ball game, we have a treat for you. Right-hander Alonzo Treadwell takes the ball for Fayetteville as they try and equalize going into the weekend. The second-round pick out of UCLA, Alonzo Treadwell, going up against right-hander Grant Taylor, a second-round pick in his own right by the Chicago White Sox in 2023. You got a couple of top 30 prospects going at it tomorrow night, 6:30 in Kannapolis with a 6:20 pregame show right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Colin, just some final thoughts from you in this one. The Woodpeckers played a very clean ball game tonight, one that we've seen them play many a time this year. They're well-rounded brand of baseball, and I think just the injection of Cassarella back into the lineup was a big boost today. You're glad to get him off of the injured list. And as you said during the broadcast, Nezu and Pecco have really emerged as the most reliable tandem right now for Fayetteville ever since the promotion of James Hicks. You got confidence that those two can combine for 9 innings each time they go to the mound, and they did that again tonight.
Yeah, and we saw two different kind of outings from them, starting with Nezu. He struck out 6 batters, used the punch-out pitch to get out of some tough spots early on. But, I mean, it was easy through the first couple innings, retired the first 6 batters he faced, ran into some trouble in the fourth inning, but did his job, minimized the damage, and pitched his way out of that jam. Finished strong, retired the last 4 batters he faced. And honestly, if his pitch count would have allowed, he probably could have gone to sixth inning. That's how dialed in he was. But turn it over to Ethan Pecco, and he does his job by using the defense, exactly what Nezu said after his outing against Carolina. And, you know, Pecco did that to a tee, got some strikeouts when he needed to. Yeah, the one home run certainly didn't look like it was a fair ball, but it's still a one-run outing over 4 innings. So you can't really complain about that if you're on the mound. And probably the most impressive thing at the end was him finishing it off the game with that double play, 1-4-3. So really love to see that out of the pitching staff. Really love to see the timely hitting. It seemed like Fayetteville was lacking that over the 4-game losing streak, but it all started with that big 2-run single from Kenny Gomez, and then everyone seemingly followed suit. It really started with Ochoa driving in the first run with that RBI single with 2 outs. So really everyone did a great job of putting together some great at-bats. I'm sure Andrew Kreshy was very happy with what he saw, the hitting coach. Continuing the at-bats they saw yesterday, they didn't really result in runs in the 22-1 loss, but today they certainly did, and it really was a team effort all the way around. Some great defense as well, and a clean sheet defensively, no errors to speak of. So all you can do is hope to carry that momentum into tomorrow's game, a huge opportunity, and man, what a pitching matchup we have.
Again, it's Treadwell, the right-hander for the Woodpeckers, and righty Grant Taylor going for the Cannonballers with the first pitch at 6:30, and our pregame show will begin 10 minutes prior at 6:20 p.m. Our final line scores for one final time tonight. Fayetteville, 6 runs, 9 hits, and no errors in the victory as they improved to 19-17. Kannapolis, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. They fall to 18-17. If the Columbia result holds tonight, game two of their doubleheader, they trail 2-1 in the third against Charleston in a 7-inning game. The Woodpeckers will actually be tied for first place once again with Columbia going into the weekend. Jackson Nezu gets the win. He goes to 2-3. Pecco the save. He improves His first save of the year, should say. Aldrin Bautista, the starter, gets the loss, his first of the year, falls to 3-1. Our final time of game, 2 hours and 38 minutes, in front of an Atrium Health Ballpark Thursday crowd of 3,302. That'll do it for us tonight. A big thanks to all of you who tuned in. We're a part of our Thursday night broadcast. A big thanks to my broadcast partner, Colin Casey, with us on the road all week. And we will talk to you again tomorrow night for a 6:30 first pitch and a 6:20 pregame show. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off. This has been Woodpecker Baseball on the Woodpecker Broadcast Network. Fayetteville is back in the win column tonight by a 6-2 final. Good night. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow from K-Town.